ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the days of Fijian rugby players being cast adrift while attempting to make a career for themselves in France, sometimes with tragic consequences, could be a thing of the past now. In a historic development, the Fiji Rugby Players Association, which is only in its infancy, has already formed a second branch in Europe. With around 15% of Fijian players likely to try their luck in the Northern Hemisphere, the new branch, formed with the assistance of the French Union, will ensure those players get the right advice and guidance. Former Flying Fijians player and coach Ali Tamboa is the inaugural chair of the Fiji RPA, and his hope is that players heading to Europe in future will have a much clearer understanding of what life will be like as a professional in a foreign environment.
I guess before, you know, it was the idea of wanting to play professional, not knowing what they're getting themselves to and what's required. So they just want to come out and play. And it wasn't until they get to France, they realize, you know, some do come out on top, some challenges with agents, the challenges with culture, and lesson learned from those that have gone there from the early stages till now. You know, they had all their shortcomings in regards to how they were looked after, how they were supported. We've had issues in the past where players have passed on. That's why we're setting up all of this. And we'll look elsewhere because some of them are playing in Spain, some of them are in Georgia and in the UK.
How will the work of the Fiji Rugby Players Association in Europe be monitored now? Clearly, you can't be there all of the time. So, I mean, will you be relying on feedback from players, or do you have individuals in Europe who will be keeping a close eye on what happens?
We have duplicated setup that is running in Europe, mainly ex-players, and have gone through what I spoke about in regards to the challenges coming into a professional environment and the shortcomings and the understanding of it, not only in the game, but after the game, and aligning ourselves into education systems and support systems. So there is a French Fiji Rugby Players Association which then be on the ground to help and support. And there is our players in France.
So it's absolutely a case, therefore, is it, that you've talked about players who ultimately died in Europe for one reason or another. It took their own lives because of the pressure they were under. But now, anybody under mental stress, a professional rugby player from Fiji, they have somebody to turn to.
And that's what we want to educate the players going into a professional environment or going into playing overseas. There is a support system that we want to put in place. You know, I mean, this are more communal people and the different culture, the different ways, and how we could have, if there's issues off the field, if there's issues on the field, I mean, a shoulder to lean on, and those support systems that could help them enhance their time in their rugby career. You know, I mean, the rugby career is quite limited, and how best that you could maximize that earning power, not only for him, but for rugby in itself, with his family and Fiji rugby. You know, everybody benefits at the end of the day.
One person who I believe played quite an important role in establishing this branch of the Players Association is Fiji's new sports ambassador, Julian Vulacoro, who I think is based over there in France. Can you tell me about the role that he played?
I've known Julian for quite a while, ever since his playing days, and we've spoken about the challenges that we face and the development of the game in itself. And having lived there, you know, I've met him there through my coaching career when taking the team over there. And then we spoke about a lot of issues, and he was very influential in the setup and how we align ourselves there locally in France and the support from French rugby and the French league. And we know that a lot of those players, you know, go down to other levels there in France. But Julian had known and have played there, and the network and its support, it does help immensely in putting things in place as well as giving us advice moving forward.
And will he also be a key figure in the monitoring process? He will clearly want to know that what you've set up is working and that players are getting the help they need.
The association will meet regularly and at the same time have correspondence. And the next time around that we'll go visit, we have data of all the players and where they are. And that's the idea of it too. Before coming over, we've already have a data system in place, not only their game level, but their education as well as health. So any challenges and issues, we can more or less help and pinpoint where we could. And the association, our French counterparts, are there to actually monitor and assess.
And that there is Ili Tamboa, chair of the Fiji Rugby Players Association, now with a second branch in France, and he was talking to Richard Hewitt.